Thank you, Jesus. Well, church, get your Bibles out. And let's go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to share a little short word with you here tonight. Here in 2 Kings chapter 4. It says, a certain woman, I'm reading verse 1, of the wives of the sons of the prophet, cried out to Elijah, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. Okay, I want to just point out a few things here as we go through this story, okay? First one is, here's that the guy was a prophet, right? But he had financial problems, right? Creditors were there. So I don't know what he did. I don't know if he made bad decisions or life circumstances was upon him or whatever the situation was. But whatever it was, he had some problems, right? You're with me. And then it says, now Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, my maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. So she pretty well had spent everything or had nothing. She didn't say, well, I've got, you know, three frying pans and some deer meat in the fridge, or, you know what I'm saying? She just said, that's all she had was a jar of oil, right? That's it. She said, that's all I got. So in other words, this wasn't something that just happened to them. This is something they'd been living in for a period of time. Right? All right. So they'd been living like this. They got down to nothing but a jar of oil. She said, go. And he said to her, and he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and do not gather just a few. Now, when you've come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. Now, you know, that's pretty tough. He didn't say, look, that jar of oil is going to start bubbling over and boiling over. And then as it begins to boil over, you know, you're going to need to go get some pots. Now, I don't know how big the jar of oil was, but it must not have been too impressive. It wasn't like it was a, you know, 55-gallon barrel there, right? You know, it could have been one of these little round jars of oil that you sit on your table. You know, if you're going to put oil over your salad or something, it could have only been a little jar, a little short, fat jar, you know, something like that, a little pouring deal. It could have been a, you know, a taller one. Could have been a pot. Yeah, I don't know. But it wasn't too impressive. Right? Wasn't like it was a vat. That's the point I'm trying to make. And nothing happened. She had to go out and take her sons and go out by faith and go out and go to the neighbor's house and knock on the door and say, hey, can I borrow all your empty vessels? And don't you know, somebody said, well, sure, but what do you need it for? And what do you think they said? Well, I got some oil I'm going to start pouring in here in a minute. It's going to do miracle oil. It's going to keep pouring in there. I bet you didn't say nothing. They probably said, well, you know, we just had some extra stuff that we need to, just give me your jar. Just be quiet, okay? I'll tell you about it later. So many times in life, God asks us to do things, but he's asking us to do things by faith. He's asking us to do things based upon what the Word of God or the Spirit of God has spoken to us, because the Elisha would represent the Word of God or the Spirit of God speaking to the woman to step out and do something. And it doesn't happen before you step out. We want God to move before, so we can just go upon the miracle we see, but that doesn't take any faith. Faith means you have to step out believing that the Word of God is true. Romans 12 tells us that each one of us have a measure of faith on the inside of us. Each one of us has the capacity to believe that God's Word is true. Y'all with me? It's in you. You're wired for it. You have the capacity to do it, to believe God's word. Right? To believe his word's true. And the woman and her sons had to step out, had to go knock on people's door, borrow vessels, get the things, get all this stuff in there. And then, don't you know that they were probably, I mean, they by faith, they went out and acted upon it without feeling, probably, because they just knew the prophet said it. And they could have stopped. They could have got to talking about each other, talked each other out of the blessing, talked each other from going to the getting it. I think that's probably enough of me. I don't know what we're even doing this for anyway, because, you know, what is he talking about? Is this going to work? I mean, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Why? How could this work? And then when she took the little jar and she started to pour out and it started to pour in, because you see, he told them something. Go in, go get all the vessels, come in, shut the door and start filling it up. In other words, you couldn't run out after you saw the miracle was working. Right? Because she couldn't have started pouring the first one and then turned around and looked at the sons and said, get some more. Look, it's just coming out of here. Because they'd already gone in, got everything. They couldn't shut the door. So they only received as much as they had faith to believe for. Because that's all the pots they gathered. Right? So, I mean, let's just read the end of it here. So he says, so they went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and they brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out. She poured it out. The woman had to do it. She didn't tell the sons, oh, I can't do it. I don't know if I can believe this or not. Y'all go ahead and do that. She had to do it. She had to take hold of it, and she had to pour it out. And it came to pass when the vessels were filled that she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. And she came and she told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son shall live on the rest. So how long did they live on it? Did she have just enough to, make it a year? Paid off all the debt and they had a year to live? I believe the miracle is bigger here than we give it credit for, because he said, go sell it now and then pay off all your debt and then you and your sons are going to live on the rest. So there must have been such a superabundance left over from what they were going to sell that it literally set them up for the rest of their lives. So then I guess they must have used a pretty good amount of faith to go out and gathered as many vessels as they possibly could. Right? So what about us? How much faith, how much potential, how much faith are we using on the inside of us to believe God for things? Now, the problem is a lot of times we get out there and want to believe God for the things we want to believe God for. But how much are we believing for the inspired word that he's spoken to us? There's a difference of just looking out there and saying, I'm going to believe God for a Ferrari. That's what I want. I've always wanted one. I want one. Just because you want one. Now, the Bible does say God will give you the desires of your heart. But that's not really the what Jesus is talking about, the example. Here he's talking about him speaking to you and inspiring his word in your life so that you reach out and you go talk to somebody. You go tell somebody about Jesus. You go do something a little more than you would have done. God speaks to you and you believe he told you to give to something, and you go give to it, or you give your time in it, or you sow into it, or you sow prayer. You believe God's, and what are you going to do? Where are you going to limit it? How far are you going to go? It's so funny. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I don't even know. You could just write this off and say, Robert, you're just nuts and I don't understand it. But every time I ride my motorcycle, I end up in some place some event, something. And for some reason, I guess, I don't know what it is, when I have my cowboy hat on, I must be intimidating. Nobody wants to talk to me. When I have my cap on and I'm just riding my Harley, everybody in the world wants to be my friend. I would think it would be the opposite. But you just can't imagine us sitting down in places and I just say, okay, God, you know, here I am today, just whatever you want to do. And this I was in a tight, confined office, and the ladies were talking in Spanish about their husbands and how bad it was, and they went to the preacher and that he told them that they just had to straighten up and whatever. And I was listening to them in Spanish about what was going on, and finally I went over and I just said to them, I got to tell you, the preacher's wrong. They're like, what? I said, yeah. I said, you need to pray. And they were just like all beaming smiles, I just spoke some word to them, ministered to them, but it's just strange, and what I'm saying is that you gotta, how big's your jar is going to be? How much are you going to believe God for? Are you going to believe God just to make it through the day and you not go crazy? Are you going to believe enough that you're going to go out in the world and make a difference? And you're going to have a word to say to somebody that day, or somebody's going to come across your path and you're going to have something encouraging to say to somebody, or whether you're going to email them or text somebody or whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You're going to believe God in the morning for a scripture that's going to encourage somebody, and you're going to text it to them. How about that? You're going to believe, how many pots we got? How many pots we got? I'm telling you, God will fill every pot you have. But he's only going to fill the ones you've gone out in faith and gotten. He's not going to fill any more. And you can lay there and you can pray and believe God for the jar of oil to just start overflowing, and then you have the superabundance, and it'll never work. Never work. Because God wants you to step out in faith and believe that his word's true. Amen? So let's be word believers. Let's be pot gatherers. Abundant of oil. That sounds bad. We need to edit that. Yeah. Vessel gatherers. There you go. We're not gathering pot. Vessel gatherers. Okay, it's time to quit. Okay, well, praise God. Amen.